From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies explaining the basic teachings of each of the books in the New Testament. Each message is devoted to an entire book and will provide you with a summary of the purpose, the doctrines, and the applications of the book to the Christian life. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of an overview of the Gospel of John. A major emphasis of John's Gospel is the mystery of the Incarnation. Over and over, John records how the attributes of deity are ascribed to the Lord Jesus, demonstrating that the one born in Bethlehem is indeed God come in the flesh. The meaning of the Incarnation is found in John's identification of Christ with the various items in the tabernacle, which were but types of the reality found in the Lord Jesus. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message entitled, The Glory of God Incarnate. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Fear to Fear. The text is Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 8. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Whenever fear comes in and makes us falter, we are in danger of falling into sin. Conceit is to be dreaded, but so is cowardice. Dare to be a Daniel. Our great captain should be served by brave soldiers. What a reason for bravery is here. God is with those who are with him. God will never be away when the hour of struggle comes. Do they threaten you? Who are you that you should be afraid of a man that shall die? Will you lose your situation? Your God whom you serve will find bread and water for his servants. Can you not trust him? Do they pour ridicule upon you? Will this break your bones or your heart? Bear it for Christ's sake, and even rejoice because of it. God is with the true, the just, the holy, to deliver them, and he will deliver you. Remember how Daniel came out of the lion's den, and the three holy children out of the furnace. Yours is not so desperate a case as theirs, but if it were, the Lord would bear you through and make you more than a conqueror. Fear to fear. Be afraid to be afraid. Your worst enemy is within your own bosom. Get to your knees and cry for help, and then rise up saying, I will trust and not be afraid.
My love.
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel, as it is presented by Christ, to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
Thank you. you go through this gospel and you find week or chapter after chapter after chapter, this emphasis upon the omniscience of Christ. He's truly God. Then you think of the omnipotence. That belongs to God alone. You go through the great sign miracles. There are eight of them in this gospel. And they all show absolute power. Let me take one of them for the simplest example. You take the feeding of the 5,000. The Lord Jesus Christ took 5 loaves and 2 fish. He broke them. The breaking is so, and this is so definitely and carefully written in the scriptures, he broke. And that was it. There were only 5 loaves and 2 fishes to break. He broke them and had done with it. But the tense of the verb changes when it says he gave. He broke. And he was constantly giving. Until 5,000 men were fed. So that in the very hands of Jesus Christ, the miracle of creation took place. That's omnipotence. Again, he stands at the grave of Lazarus. And Lazarus' corpse is already stinking, corrupting in death. And he says, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth. That is creative power. That's God's power. Omnipotence belongs to Christ. And then again in chapter 5, there is equality with the Father. In chapter 5 and in verse 18, you have the statement, therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, as they thought, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now here's what John's Gospel is teaching. A Christ who is truly man, but a Christ who is truly and absolutely God. And yet there are not two Christs. There are not two persons. This is not God humanized. This is not man deified. Here is the mystery of the incarnation, that God, the Son, the second person of the eternal Trinity, took him to a union with himself, a union that we cannot understand, we cannot even describe, took into union with himself a true humanity as to body and soul. And so, with two natures in one person, he is the perfect Redeemer and the only Savior. The mystery of the incarnation, revealed but not explained, God was manifested in the flesh. The Word became flesh. We look again at this prologue and we find the meaning of the incarnation. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The word dwelt is a peculiar word. It means that he tabernacled among us. Now that's a most instructive verb to use. Because you see, the tabernacle, you go back to the Old Testament, starting in Exodus chapter 25, you'll find the tabernacle was God's instituted place of meeting with his people. The tabernacle was his place of dwelling in the midst of Israel. By this means they could approach him, and here they could enter into the joy of pardon through the atoning blood of the sacrifice. Now, if you've never studied the tabernacle, maybe I should tell you all to come to the kids' class on Sunday afternoons. Christine is going to be teaching the little ones, or the older bunch of the little ones, about the tabernacle in the wilderness. It had 7 major, underline major, for there are many other parts, but it had 7 major furnishings. And those 7 major furnishings declare its whole purpose. You've got to see this great rectangle, and it's lying east-west, and the door, the gate, is always eastward. Immediately inside you come to the brazen altar, then beyond that the laver, then the tent of the congregation. First part of it is the holy place, the veil, and then the most holy. When you go into the holy place on the right-hand side, there was the table of showbread. On the left-hand side, the golden candlestick, the seven-branched candelabrum. In the middle, just before the veil, there was the golden altar of incense. And then beyond the veil, in the Holy of Holies, there was the ark, that box of shittim wood or acacia wood covered with gold, over which was the mercy seat, made of solid gold with the cherubim beaten out of it, one at either end. Now then, notice very carefully the complete correspondence with the tabernacle in the Gospel of John. We enter in through the gates to this gospel, as the Jewish worshipper would have entered in through the gate to the tabernacle. The first thing we see is the brazen altar. John 1:29, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." There is no approach to God except through atonement. You can never be saved. You can never get near to God except by the blood of the Lamb. That is the message of the tabernacle. That is the John, that is the message of the Bible. My friend, that is the message of the gospel for the day and age in which we're living. There needs to be a resurrection of the preaching of the blood atonement. This is a day in which men preach every sort of claptrap under the sun, especially if it's going to get people involved in giving big gifts to their ministry. But the preaching of the blood atonement is either totally left out or so neglected that if it gets a mention, that's all. But there is no exposition of the blood of atonement. Men and women, let me tell you, there is no possibility either of salvation or of sanctification for the Christian, or of power in prayer or fellowship with God or power to witness. There is no chance of any of these things without first coming to the cross. Behold the Lamb of God. If you need to be saved today, behold the Lamb of God. If you're a Christian, behold the Lamb of God. You never get to the place where you stop looking to the Lamb. First thing, the altar speaks of atonement. Then the next piece of furniture was the laver. We turn to John chapter 3. The laver speaks, as Paul tells us in Titus chapter 3. He speaks of the washing of regeneration. It is literally the laver of regeneration. So we're under no illusions whatsoever, no doubt as to what the laver means. The laver speaks of washing. It speaks of a washing first in regeneration, and then, of course, the consequent washing in sanctification. What did Jesus say in John chapter 3 when he met with Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews? Verse 3, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 5, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Verse 7, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." The altar, the laver, the next piece of furniture, the table of showbread, spiritual food. We turn to chapter 4. Jesus speaks of himself as the water of life. But chapter 6, he speaks of himself as the bread of life. Verse 35. He says, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth in me shall never thirst." There's spiritual food. The next piece of furniture was the candlestick, spiritual illumination. We turn to John chapter 8. Jesus said, verse 12, "I am the light of the world." And he showed just how much he was the light of the world in the very next chapter, when he dealt with the man born blind and he healed him. Then the golden altar spoke of access to God. We turn to John chapter 17 and the Lord Jesus Christ there. The great high priest entering into the presence of God. That leads us to the ark beyond the veil. The ark speaks of the one, speaks of Christ himself, in whom the law of God is perfectly fulfilled. Do you remember what he said in John 19:30? It is finished. And then on the ark there was the mercy seat. Acceptance at the throne of grace. We turn to John 20 and verse 17. Jesus saith unto her, that is Mary, touch me not, or literally, don't be holding on to me, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. There is acceptance at the throne of grace. As Paul put it in Hebrews, we have a great high priest who has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. What's the meaning of the incarnation? The meaning of the incarnation is that he tabernacled. He is God's tabernacle. In him is the atonement. In him is regeneration and sanctification and spiritual food and illumination and access to God. In him there is a perfect justification, and in him there is acceptance at the throne of grace. It's all in Christ. In Christ there's life. In Christ there's salvation. Out of him there's nothing but death, condemnation, and destruction.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.